Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, he made him in the likeness of Elohim. We are reminded before we delve into the generations of Adam that we are also created in the likeness of Elohim, just like Adam, since we descended from him. Not a bad reminder. This is very different from evolution that tells us we came from slime or some lower form of life. Verse 2, he created them male and female, and he blessed them and called their name man in the day when they were created. Remember that he created them male and female, not male and male or female and female. Note that both male and female were called man. Man is a general term for mankind. Verse 3, when Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness according to his image and named him Seth. How extremely interesting to see that the original likeness and image that Adam received directly from Elohim himself is passed through him to his son Seth. This likeness and image from Adam is passed to successive generations. Even though we have DNA from our parents, this is not entirely what the verse meant by being born in the image and likeness of our father. In some cases, we may not always look exactly like our parents. This also sounds a lot like a reference back to God's image and likeness that separates us from the rest of God's creation. We have body, soul, and spirit, and the rest of creation may have only body and soul. I cannot comment about any soul existing in primitive life forms. I do not know the answer to that one. The soul in animals as well as us is for uniqueness, personality, and identification, but spirit only for humans. Verse 4. Then the days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Verse 5, so all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So now we're into the pre-flood genealogy with Seth. How old was Adam when Seth was born? 130 years. Verse 4 shows Adam as having other sons and daughters after 800 years of age. Verse 5 reveals Adam's age when he died, 930 years. This is still about 1,526 years before the global flood that starts 1,656 years after the creation was finished. Why are we given this genealogy with years? A quick look back to chapter 4 reveals that Cain's genealogy was not given in years. Cain's genealogy was given to inform us of the antediluvian group of people that should have perished in the global flood, and of how evil progressed through his lineage, and also how advanced man had become to the surprise of many. Even though much evil is presented, man advanced extremely well due to good conditions on the earth and long ages of man. The conditions on the earth should not have deteriorated much, even though the earth was cursed when Adam and Hava fell into sin, as recorded in chapter 3. This is not to say that members of the lineage from Adam to Noah and Shem to Abraham from chapter 11 had not advanced as well. This is the era of ancient man, biblically speaking, and it is not the kind of ancient man we are fed from atheistic ideas of secular man through evolution, especially with millions and billions of years, and some kind of contrived evolutionary theory of molecules to man through lower forms of life and then to monkeys before becoming man. What I am saying is that ancient man, according to Scripture, only lived up to 1656 years before the global flood in Genesis 6-9, and then things changed drastically backward after the flood. Man did not live as long, and living conditions on the earth became harsh. It would appear from biblical history that differs from secular history that mankind went in reverse, and many cultures or people groups became primitive and uneducated, possibly more so than before the flood, even though before the flood was filled with violence and evil continually in the thoughts of man. They took many false religions with them from the Tower of Babel, as recorded in Genesis 11, which helps to contribute to poor lifestyles, which we can still see today. It is very difficult in a culture to obtain our Creator God's blessings when false worship and false gods are the norm. I like to refer to the lineage of Cain as unrighteous, and this lineage starting with Seth as righteous. This lineage will lead us to Christ. Please understand that individuals in either lineage could have been unrighteous or righteous. Salvation depended entirely upon the individual's relation and belief in our Creator God. Of course, today we know that our salvation comes from a personal relation through belief and faith in Jesus Christ. The entire genealogy from Christ to Adam is found in Luke 3:23 through 38. We only get the lineage from Seth to Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth from this chapter. After the global flood in chapters 6 through 9, the rest of the righteous lineage is given to us in chapter 11 of Genesis from Shem, one of Noah's sons, to Abraham. Shem is chosen to continue to the lineage to Christ. When we study chapters 10 and 11, we will see why he was chosen. Chapter 5, verse 6, Seth lived 105 years and became the father of Enosh. Verse 7, then Seth lived 807 years after he became the father of Enosh, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and became the father of Kenan. Then Enosh lived 815 years after he became the father of Kenan, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Kenan lived 70 years and became the father of Mahalalel. Then Kenan lived 840 years after he became the father of Mahalalel, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Kenan were 910 years and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and became the father of Jared. Then Mahalalel lived 830 years after he became the father of Jared, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years, and he became the father of Enoch. Then Jared lived 800 years after he became the father of Enoch, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and he became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with the Elohim 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with the Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and became the father of Lamech. Then Methuselah lived 782 years after he became the father of Lamech, and he had other sons and daughters. This is verse 27. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. Methuselah is the man that lived the longest life on record. He died the year of the global flood judgment. His name indicated when he died that the judgment would start. Verse 28. Lamech lived 182 years and he became the father of a son. That's interesting because it doesn't say who it is yet. Verse 29. Now he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands, from the ground which Yahweh has cursed." Comfort and rest would come through the godly life of Noah, who is an heir to the righteousness, which is according to faith. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Verse 30. Then Lamech lived 595 years after he became the father of Noah, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Noah was 500 years old, and Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now we see four of the members of Noah's family to go on the ark. The other four are the respective spouses of each. A total of eight is given, and you can find that in 1 Peter 3:20. I cover this later, that particular verse and others from Peter during the global flood. That will be around chapter 6 and in those areas. And we can trace our ancestry through them. That is, looking at Noah, his wife, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. We can leave that discussion to chapter 11 of Genesis. I have information and references to material for our origins through our website, www.knowyourtrueorigins.com. Thank you.